The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On the first day of fall, 710 KNUS, what, bip, 710 KNUS, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. Lines are open, 303-696-1971, 82, sunny and warmer. And then it goes that way, and the big day is Sunday for the MC1 Honor Run, 87 degrees. So Mark Miller's coming on the show this morning. And yesterday again, here we go, and I suspect this is something we'll be looking at next year for the MC1, but authorities are searching for a suspect who shot and wounded a Littleton police officer on Monday. And, of course, we have talked now for 8 years about the purpose of the MC1 Honor Run. And, of course, if you ride a motorcycle of any make or model, like the doors open, registration, if you can do it online, but registration in person will begin at 8 a.m. at Columbine. I'm going to try and be there at 8 with Frank and Sheriff Schrader and everybody. And then it's kickstands up at 10. Go to the summit. We'll talk more about that. 303-696-1971. Good morning, everyone. This Tay Anderson story, and I'm getting barraged here by the wall of shame. Maybe we can call it that, the wall of shame, whatever this thing is, the message machine. It's interesting this morning, folks, but what the hey, I'll get to it in a second. So Tay Anderson vows to remain, this is the headline, on Denver board after students walk out calling for his resignation. I thought about this last night and made some notes. I tried to put the worksheets together, and I made a list of people. And I query you to ask, where are these people? Because the principal jobs of these people are to protect Denver, or to protect the children of Denver, the innocent, or the elderly. You know those drills where the two sides of the demo that can't really protect themselves, elderly and kids. So after reading the Tay Anderson story, he's in the second year of a four-year term, by the way, and they use terms like flirting with kids under age, high school students. When he's campaigning, and this year, according to a lengthy, and I'll read this to you, comprehensive investigation into the behest of the school district, it comes out, 5280 Black Lives Matter alleged that an unnamed woman claimed to have been sexually assaulted by Tay. He repeatedly denies the allegations. Outside investigators say, and the alleged victim would not cooperate, and we're told that that person had been threatened. Don't know that. But he's now painted himself as this victim of conspiracy. Of course he has. But it's interesting, the public, and I think this goes without saying, you should be able to trust. If somebody, if Tay Anderson were a gym teacher, if Tay Anderson were a vice principal, if Tay Anderson was the volleyball coach, if Tay Anderson was the science teacher, my father would say things would happen so fast your head would spin. So where are, and I wrote these names down to myself for, so I don't Joe Biden them, the school board. Where's the school board? We know that Tay went to the school board for money. The mayor, that's laughable. The mayor can't say anything. The Denver City Council. They'll jump in the middle of anything look at Denver City Council when it comes to the unhoused. They're always in there defending the unhoused. I mean, who's more innocent, the unhoused, a junkie, or some 14-year-old girl? How about the district attorney, the battling DA? Nah. How about the chief of police, the kneeler? The hider, nah, that ain't going to happen. How about the manager of safety? Nah, this is their job, dude. Tay Anderson's going to stay on that job. Sure as God made little green apples, we start with Eric on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
I don't think it has to do with money. He doesn't have any. He doesn't have any power. He's a black Democrat. And if there was a white Republican with more money than Jeff Bezos in that position, he'd be run out of town on a rail.
Count on it. I said that at the end of the last hour. So why? He doesn't have to worry about it. He's not going anywhere. Why?
Because he's being protected by the very people that he represents. I mean, look at the mayor. Look at the mayor before him. Yeah. I mean, I'm a third-generation native, so I know all the dirty laundry in Denver. It goes back as far as Pena.
And you're right on the money. Go ahead.
And here's the thing: he's not going to go away.
No, he's but not. He's. I said yesterday, you say. Go ahead.
Here's why: the power brokers in town look at him as the future.
He's one of them.
And I will bet donuts to dollars that he ends up in city council.
Oh, sure.
Because they're going to bury this story and bury this story, and people forget very quickly when he's running for city council, spouting all of his racist rants that he does every day.
First of all, it's a very
those
good,
are the people that elected him, and they get exactly what they deserve.
But again, this is a good call. But I would think that the normal unaffiliated Denverite looks at this, and this is the golden opportunity to maybe there's many golden opportunities to make changes in what the city of Denver has turned into. The city of Denver, as someone smarter than me said, has turned into Mogadishu. Having said that, why can't city council or the mayor or the school board itself, their job is even before educating children, is to protect them.
If the unaffiliated voter in Denver was really that angry, they would be at the school board meeting.
But you don't know that.
They would be out in the street. Yeah. When this stuff happens to kids, they show up. Parents show up. They don't see this as anything wrong. When I was a kid, if this happened to my sister, me and my father and my best buddy, because I don't have any older brothers, would go tune him up.
I mentioned that before. I saw it when I was a kid.
And then it'd be done.
It'd been round one at least, but I'm growing up, and I grew up in a little steel mill town, and there were two things that could have happened. One is, and we used to use a term called knocked up.
Yes.
And if you knocked up, you know, some girl, guys growing up, the priest would be in the car, and the older brothers would be in the car, and the old man, and there would be a wedding. And we used to have a running gag. How, in our neighborhood growing up, how does a young man ask a young woman to marry him? And it goes like this: "You're going to have a what?"
Right.
and then church bells rang. And so, but if you stepped out of line and grabbed a girl, my brother, I'll tell you what, Eric, it'd have been smoke.
My sister worked in Granby during the summer.
Okay.
When she was in high school, worked at a great pancake house there.
Oh, sure.
They lived above the pancake house because you don't drive back and forth to Denver.
Right.
One of the cooks was harassing her.
Yep.
Me and my buddies jumped in the car at 7 o'clock at night and drove to Granby.
Yep.
And when he walked out to take a smoke break, we tuned his ass out.
Sure.
Because that's what you do.
Well, and there was a term thousands of years ago that was called street justice. And
yeah.
I'm not, before, and this is going to begin, I'm not an advocate of that. However, I witnessed it, you know, because, you know, the way the wall of shame operates now is, but my point is.
I'm too old to care about what people think. And if you think you can offend me, I held the flashlight for my dad.
Brother, you can't. It's like.
You know what I'm saying?
Sit here. Trade me jobs.
And here's the thing. Nobody wants to say it. I love Brother Jeff.
Yeah.
But if Brother Jeff would come out as a respected African-American in that community and say, look, you cannot do this on the basis because he is African-American and a Democrat and protect him.
Well, when I said to Jeffrey yesterday in a radio show, and first of all, understand that my relationship with Jeff is, and I said to Jeff, my guarantee is Tay Anderson will turn on Jeff. Because
absolutely he will.
Because Jeffrey's the gray eminence. The
thing with Jeffrey, he pisses a lot of people off.
Because supposed
to. You know what? He stands up for what's right.
Listen, Jeff and the mayor, and I'm speaking, I don't know if I'm out of school, but Jeffrey is at loggerheads with the power brokers and the establishment of Denver and always has been. And
he and the
mayor, I mean, that's a real bad relationship.
I don't always agree with him. And he gets my hackles up. But you know what? At least he stands for what is right.
What I'm saying to you about Jeff is, and I said this to Jeff at the end of the rodeo show yesterday, I said, Jeffrey, mark my words, guys like Tay Anderson will, I said, Tay Anderson will turn on you.
Yes, he will.
Oh, I guarantee it. I mean, I said, and
Tay Anderson is going to use
turn on Jeff.
Is going to use words like
whatever.
Yeah, you know exactly the words he's going to use.
But it won't matter. What he's going to do is he will turn on Jeff.
I promise
because guys like this, they're users.
Yes, they're grifters.
And they don't know. You know,
reminds me of a young Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I mean, Bill Clinton, a lot of these guys, they're sociopathic behavior. There's no true center. There's an inability to tell the truth. And they will tell, and this happens now, this is what's gone on in the media, it's gone on in talk radio. I'll lie to you. I'll sit here and openly lie to you so you'll like me. Or we'll advance the agenda by lies. And I mentioned that this Dinesh D'Souza promo about and it goes back and he harkens back into Iran and the ouster of the Shah without ever telling people don't want to know.
Yeah.
What
they don't want to know the background.
Of course, there you are.
I heard somebody yesterday say Gary Hart, and I tell you what, my mom worked for Gary Hart, and I went to a couple barbecues. The guy was the nicest guy in the world. His wife was very sweet.
Lee Hart.
But you know what?
He was a player.
He screwed up.
You know,
he liked the young girl. He messed up. But he's not the same as Tay Anderson. He wasn't a pedophile. He wasn't a creep.
I got to tell you something. I did an interview with him. The guy's absolutely brilliant. Great storyteller. And he was, in the end, he really didn't like me much at all and probably... It goes without saying, and probably continues to dislike me. But he believed in the conspiracy, to get him. And what I thought was interesting was he couldn't come to terms with. And I met the Miami Herald guys. They had come to town, and they did the radio show with me back at Brand X. And these are the guys. They were in the van. They told the story. They said, Gary, there's a bunch of stories about you, you know, going off campus. And he said, if those stories are true, catch me. And they did. They caught him. And then when they caught him, very Trump-esque, he couldn't give it up.
Right.
And in the end, he's standing there. And I always thought that we talk about Hillary Clinton pretending that she wasn't no standby my woman man or standby my man, whatever that was that she said. Lee Hart stood there with him. And Gary Hart was a very brilliant guy. He was.
You have to have a sense of narcissism order to get there.
I think so.
So yeah,
but you can't.
But I tell you what, I think he would have been a great president.
Well, in the moment, you know, you always think to yourself, had W not been there to totally turn the world on its ear with lies. And
Gary Hart would have sent guys to die.
I'm not an Al Gore fan, but it would have been Al Gore, and I'm not an Al Gore fan. But how differently would it have been if the Supreme Court hadn't thrown the election for W? I mean, these are ifs and cans and buts. But do you think Al Gore would have done the same series of lies that the Bush people did? And I'm not so sure he would have. I don't know. I mean,
because the same people were still. Look who was running the CIA. Look who was running the.
No, remember that all that stuff had changed, and
Rumsfeld was still there.
Oh, but Rumsfeld would have not necessarily been in a Gore administration. Remember, he brings Rummy in for defense.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
But it's a great question, and I mean, it angers me to hear D'Souza. Last time I saw this, why did you see it? You know, do you talk about? You know, all of those years of the oil petroleum sisters and the American CIA and what the Shah was doing and Savak and all these things, what they were doing inside of that country, and the United States was to blame. And they were saying death to America. Why do they say death to America? Because of what the United States of America, not you did or I did or anybody else listening, no. but what the American foreign policy did to those people.
Yes.
And
that's
they can't.
The only reason.
And
it wasn't because of our freedom.
No, God, that's a lie. But the man's just a total liar. And then he shows up in Shanksville and he starts saying that, you know, and I, what happened January 6th is appalling to me. But for him to compare that to the 9/11 murderers was way out of line. But it's George. But then that makes the media love George Bush. And it makes, I don't know, I look at these people, they're extremely complex, but they're said and done, they're sociopaths. And
absolutely.
And, you know, there's a great line, and I read Jung and Freud and Anna Freud, and, you know, I was drawn to all that stuff. But the definition of a sociopath and a psychopath is, someone once said, sociopaths build castles in the sky, and psychopaths live in them. You know, for real. Sociopaths build castles in the sky, but psychopaths will go and live in them. You figure out who's who. And you figure out what's going on with Trump right now, or what's going on with MyPillow, or what's going on with any of these guys. And it comes up real short. You don't come up because the deniability factors are powerful.
Who is backing these people? That's what I don't understand.
Well, they're playing.
Why are they still there? Are they just there as a sideshow?
Bob. I mean, the MyPillow guy is bananas. I mean, he's just lost his load. But he gives, it's called reason to believe, and it's what the theme that runs through religion. You know, it's the Shroud of Turin. You know, the Shroud of Turin's not what they say the Shroud of Turin is. It's not the burial cloth of Christ. That doesn't matter. Moses was not a real guy. That doesn't matter. Because the belief will carry it. And so now, and now they've destroyed the Republican Party. That will be the litmus test. You know,
Eric, they're alienated. I was a registered Republican until we allowed open primaries here in Colorado, I went independent. And part of the reason I went independent, and this is kind of stupid, but if I could find a crappier guy to run against our Republican in the Democrat Party, I'll vote for it in the primary.
Of course. I mean, that goes without saying.
And then, because I know who I'm voting for in the general. But
they got to get there. They got to get there. And right now, people, and again, this is a very good call. When you shut down the primary and then it goes into the hands of X amount of people, and I know many of those people, they're good people, but we tend to be the religion of our parents. And so when you go to pick somebody to run, you want them of the same belief. And so it'll roll into the Trump one stuff and it'll roll into the vax stuff. And that is a guaranteed you're going to get beat. And I just got done writing a column and it's going to be a litmus test. So fill in the blank is now going to challenge Polis. The first thing that, you know, Kyle Clark or the Post or the opposition or somebody's going to say, candidate X, do you believe Donald Trump won? Now they're done. It's like, are you still beating your wife? You can't.
Right. When did you stop beating your wife?
That means you did. And so, they say, no, Donald Trump lost. Then I wrote the werewolves and vampires because it's an October column. Here they come. And the werewolves will come. And if you stand there and go, yeah, Donald Trump really did lose, here they come. If you say he won, here comes the Democrat vampires. And they fang in the neck. And so what Republican Party has done has pushed itself into this corner, and it's been allowed to by, and this really good piece that's been done by Cameron Smith, and the Trump base has done this to its own party.
I heard you read it this morning.
And so how do you win that?
You don't. It's a hard road. I think it takes a whole generation.
It just takes the truth.
I hope not, but...
You know, the sometimes known as the terrible swift sword. And you have to knock these people down. You can't, this Tina Peters or the MyPillow guy or any of this craziness. You just.
How do you convince a friend? I have a friend
I don't.
That I've been friends with since kindergarten. 50
sure.
years.
I deal with it every day.
And he sends me stuff all the time.
Sure.
Look at this. If you just look at the evidence, it's like, dude.
There is no. It doesn't exist.
You need to have enough shots to forget this.
But again, that's like saying to an evangelical, there is no evidence. It doesn't matter. It isn't going to matter. All right, man.
Have a good day.
Take care. All right, good call. 303-696-1971. Look at the lineup of the city of Denver, from the manager of safety, the chief of police, the DA, the city council, the mayor, the school board. Nobody's doing anything about Tay Anderson. Why? Ask yourself the musical question. Why? Why? And these are they're their jobs, man. Like, what's your job description? It's like Brian Taylor's a general manager of this radio station. His principal job is to protect the license. That's his job. Protect the license. Number two, make money, you know, get on the license. But number one, protect the license. What is the manager of safety's job if not to protect the children of Denver? Chief of police, the district attorney, the city council, the mayor. That's laughable. And the school board, what makes it worse. Here's a guy mooching on these little kids, on kids. And what? Never mind. And I love Brother Jeff. He's truly been a longtime friend. And I said at the end of the radio show, Tay Anderson will turn on you. Guys like that must. They have to. Hot summer nights turn into really cooler evenings. It's been nice and night. It's perfect time for entertaining. Perfect time to update your lighting inside and outside. Urban Lights. Dave Nestor, those dinners and gatherings extending long into the night. Find a perfect style for Urban Lights. Stunning 12,000-square-foot showroom. No shortage of inspirations. We did in February. Got some new stuff for the house. We're bombing through it. And all these lighting galleries, rustic modern, French chateau, the city loft, browse. I mean, you found the coolest stuff. And drop in the showroom today and call for or schedule. On the weekends, they always have great deals on the weekends. But if you're thinking new, because you're going to be inside the house now a little more and shutting down the home, Urban Lights, locally owned and operated 7 days a week. Find them south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi. 7 days a week, they are there. UrbanLightsDenver.com, UrbanLightsDenver.com. Tell them I sent you. Extra 10% off the already guaranteed low prices. 7 days a week, Urban Lights is locally owned. And find them. Dave Nestor is our guy. South of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi. 303-696-1971. If you're calling the show before and got a busy and get in the show, 710KNUS/Peter Boyles, episode 3 of The Shoot with Sean Duffy tomorrow. And I spoke with him on the phone yesterday. Rich Wyatt, who went to penitentiary, federal penitentiary, will do a shoot. Why won't the power structure in this city say squat about Tay Anderson? Hold on. Stronger than dirt. Doesn't it sound like a stronger than dirt? 28 minutes after the hour of 6. It's a Wednesday, 22nd September, 2021. There are two lines open. 303-696-1971. This was pretty cool. The media always labels Jill Biden as a doctor. We've made running gags under Dr. Jill Biden, but they won't say Rand Paul, who actually is a doctor. They don't call him a doctor. That's very good. That's well thought out. Thank you from the wall of shame here. That's good stuff. Jill Biden is always a doctor, Dr. Jill Biden, but Rand Paul, who is a doctor, is never told or never said is a doctor. Beauty. Cowboy Moving and Storage, so you know the fall season's here. These, we had lunch with them. Mark Anderson and I and Greg Eisenhart, and they're just, I mean, these are the best people. Michael and Sherry Gale Folsom. It's moving time because people seem to move with season. And it's incredible. What a wonderful job. They're family owned and operated. When I made the big move, I don't know, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, they did it. We worked with them for two, and they work. We had 3 days on the job, and Cowboy provides residential commercial moves throughout Colorado, can store your valuables. That's the other part of it. So you got a new home, and you're living your old home, but this home's not going to be ready, so you got to put your stuff in storage. And they do that, and they wait, and then when your new home's ready, then they take it out of your old home, hide it for you in a nice, safe place, and then they move it into the new unit. Or you need to move, and you are moving, and it's just you and your brother-in-law in some rental truck, and you're going to break your back. Let them give you an estimate on any and all things. The Cowboy guys are our friends. The guys have been with Cowboy for years. The people that make the difference are the movers. Moves to loads to hold the storage. Cowboy's been Colorado's recommended mover since 68. And they give the Freedom Dogs, and you get on and hang with them, and they're just good guys. Residential moves, thousands and thousands of families have trusted Cowboy. Certainly we have. You got a big commercial move, an office move, it's Cowboy again. Truly, let them just give you an estimate. 303-789-2200. Easy. 303-789-2200. The website's cowboymoving.com. Let them come to the house. Let them come to the office. Let them come to the job. They can do it all. 303-789-2200. We go to Gene. Gene, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I've been here listening now for 2 days about the children, the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You have given everybody, complained about everybody but the parents. And I think it's, and you know, I'm an ex-school teacher. And when these little girls get 10 and 11 and 12 years old, they come to school looking like they're 34, you know. And I think it's the parents, the mother, to teach your daughter how to carry herself.
You sound like,
I haven't heard nobody talk about the parents.
You sound like a judge that says a woman got raped because she wore a short skirt.
Well,
no. That's what you're telling
whatever.
Me. No, no, not whatever. Whatever's
I
not.
Think,
what,
I don't know if you
ma'am.
Got a. I don't know if you
I
got
do.
A daughter
I do.
Or not.
I do.
Okay.
I do. But let me
okay.
say. Let me
well,
finish. Let me
come,
finish.
Hey, wait a minute.
All right.
You ain't been no teacher, okay?
No, ma'am, I've not.
Okay, so I know what I'm talking about. How
so,
these little girls come
mm-hmm.
out acting.
I've been
you
a parent.
Know,
however,
you can
I
tell
I
the
I,
ones.
I, right.
You can tell the ones who their mother is raising and their dad is.
Okay.
You know. And they come out all up in men's face and do all kind of junk. Huh. They do. Hey, let's talk about the parents and the way that they're
now,
raising
hey, let's
these
talk
people.
About a guy hitting on a 14-year-old girl and he's 23.
Yeah, that's real bad. I don't agree with that at
well,
all.
Well, then why is he still on the
hey,
job?
But the
hey,
girl
hey,
oughta, hey,
why
the
is he
girl
still working?
Ought to be acting like she's
ma'am, it's a
her
series
age,
of girls.
Okay?
It's not just one girl. It's a series of girls.
Yeah, that's right. That's telling you that they're not
maybe,
getting any
all right,
home
so if
training,
I was, let me,
okay?
Let me flip this. If I was
you
a judge.
You can take up for them if you want
no, I'm
to.
Not taking up for them. Here's the
yeah,
truth.
Yeah, take up for them.
I'm not taking up for who? For
but
Tay
it's
Anderson?
The parents. That's why I come. You know what?
Ma'am,
that's
the girls are
the
in school.
They ain't saying nothing.
No, ma'am,
because they're not doing their
ma'am,
job.
Ma'am, it's
okay?
the job. It's the job of the school board, the mayor, the principal.
I'm talking to you because I see
you're
that
done
you're
talking?
Acting
okay.
stupid, okay?
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Last time, that's the first time in a while you've been acting stupid. Of course I have. Stupid is as stupid does. Look, remember judges? Well, you know, you wore that short skirt, you know, and you got raped.
I think that's okay. I like the last caller. I think that she has given us actually the new tagline for the show. Peter Boyle is 5-9.
Stupid.
Kanye West acting stupid.
Acting stupid.
I think that we need billboards. Oh, Billy, you and I, our faces on there, all across the city, acting stupid 4 hours a day every morning in Kanye West.
I sit down in the morning, and there's like this woman sending me a text at 1:59 a.m., making sure I read it first.
The thing I like is I love the devotion of the listeners.
Well,
that's more than anything else. Thank you.
Hatred, I really appreciate it. Hatred is a powerful element
in
life.
It is. So that's, we're going to get T-shirts. Acting stupid for 4 hours a day.
And getting paid.
I do more than 4 hours, but I just do it publicly here. Yeah, that's it.
Stupid is. This is the point of this, and I don't know how many young girls Tay Anderson is good for. There were numbers of people that said all kinds of different stories. There were women that they were intimidated. He was a threatener. He threatened people. And the study, the 5280 Black Lives Matter, alleged that this unnamed woman, who from my sources tell me that was intimidated, claimed to have been sexually assaulted by Anderson. Anderson says he denies that. In the meantime, he's flirting with students itself. Now, ask yourself this question. Where is the school board? What's their job? And I like the one guy said, if he was like, you know, if it was a white boy, they'd be on him like a cheap suit. Where's the mayor? That's one of the self-evident laugh out loud. Where's the mayor? Where's city council? Because, you know, they're directly connected, protecting the children of Denver. We were protecting the homeless, the unhoused, people experiencing homelessness, those experiencing being a junkie. How about the chief of police? How about the manager of safety? How about Don the caller? Don, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Peter. Good morning.
Hey, man.
I think what Tay Anderson does is, you know, totally despicable. But kind of to go along with what the previous caller said, my mom taught school for 35 years in an underprivileged area. And I get where she's coming with that also. And another thing that's not taken into consideration, in my opinion, is the natural way that we develop, especially our hormonal systems. You went to Catholic school, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I did. You know, girls wore things like uniforms. And
I don't, but you're excuse making for a grown adult male on kids. Yes, you are.
I'm not excuse making. Well, I'm adding another dimension.
Then why did it happen?
Because he's a slime bag. He can't control. He cannot control.
That's it.
What he feels.
That's right.
I mean, what I'm also telling
you. Would you trust him to coach volleyball on your daughter's team?
I wouldn't trust any coach at this point without me being there.
All right. No, but I mean, there is. Yeah, you can't do it that way either.
I know, but my thing is, you know, I'll put it to you like this. You talk about Dr. McCallum and hormone therapy, okay? I've been taking hormone therapy for a long time. Because what I found out when I got into my 40s, men, a lot of times, they just kind of drop.
You still there?
What's going on? Right. Yeah, I am. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So I just think that there's periods of time in people's lives where it's like being a junkie. So with some people, they cannot harness in what
then
they need.
Then he has no business around young girls.
Exactly. I'm not making excuses. Trust me. Raised a daughter by myself.
Right.
First kid she ever dated, I said, if you hurt my daughter in any way,
I will kill you.
Wait a minute, stop.
This comes back full circle to what I said yesterday. And you can't do it anymore because this term that was used to be called street justice is now, it's long gone into the wind. But if something like this would happen, I'll realize it's a million years ago, dinosaurs roamed the earth. But when stuff would happen in the neighborhood, I'm telling you, man, I saw it. There'd be the old man driving and the brothers or the uncles or somebody, and they'd go to the guy's house and what we used to call a hot minute on the porch or out in the street or whatever the hell it would happen. But somebody would stand too.
Well,
and my brother,
be
man,
careful. I, it's, they better be careful in junior high, you know, back when you and I were kids, because you say something to my sister.
Well, yeah, you, I mean,
you got a problem. We're going to the park after school.
I'm talking about grown men. I mean, I saw grown men, not just somebody takes a poke at you, but I'm talking about, you know, the guy and his brothers or whatever. I mean, I saw it more than once, and it was over stuff like this. You know, you're 23 years old, and you're hitting on a 14-year-old girl, and she doesn't know. I mean, I don't give a damn if she's, you know, the way that people dress is the way that people dress. Remember, there were judges. Well, Miss Fill in the Blank, you were wearing a short skirt when you went down that alley, so when you got raped, it's your fault. No. I mean, what kind of insanity is that?
So if this girl would have been 17 and Tay Anderson was hitting on her, would that make a difference?
It isn't. She's not an adult. He's a grown man in a position of power. This is the whole wrap of Bill.
I'm talking from a legal standpoint.
No, I'm talking from a legal standpoint as well. And I'm not a lawyer. My parents were
misstated 17, which the state has deemed at that point. He's
a male in a position of power. She's an underage kid in a public school. I mean, I don't mean to be adamant with you.
Define underage.
14, 15, 16, and 17.
I got that. But do you know if you're 15 and you have sex with somebody?
What are you trying to? What are you trying? The man's in a position. You're making me nuts. The guy's in a position of power.
I get it.
All right. And is a public school?
They're like priests preying on little kids.
So what's the age of consent?
Same way I look at it. But the problem you got, in my opinion, is where some of these laws are, and these guys get creepier and creepier. And to the teacher's point, you know, girls don't look the way they did when you and I were growing up.
Which you just quit. Yeah. And you know what? And quit with that, because styles change, people change, things change, but the law and justifying Tay Anderson's abuse doesn't change.
I miss mini dresses.
Hi, man. Have a good morning. 303-696-1971. I like this one. Dr. Jill is as much of a doctor as Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Woo! Nice shot, Booth. Dr. Jill is as much of a doctor as Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This joke played out and reeks of misogyny. Be better. Thank you, Peter. Ooh, smoke. Where are we, Billy? We're close. I mean, don't you get it? Don't you get it? The justification. Look, where is the school board? Where is the mayor, the city council, the district attorney with a pyro husband, the chief, the manager of safety? He's not going anywhere. I mean, yesterday we had Brother Jeff on. I said in the end of the interview, Jeff will turn on you. He'll fang your ass too. The Ribble Group, Keller Williams Realty, DTC. Love the phone number. Who came up with this one, man? 833-301-SOLD. 833-301-SOLD. Or visit gayhasthebuyers.com. It's a hot market, and you don't know what to do, and certainly I don't know what to do. The real estate market continues to change, and now may be the great time to sell your home. Everybody, the Ribble Group, my friends Gay and Sarah, it's time to sell your home. So you're in a market to sell your home, or you're looking to buy a new home. I mean, they all sort of tie together. You want the highest price and the best service. You need to sell your home, but you're worried about finding a new home. And the list goes on. Looking for a reliable, trustworthy real estate agent referral. Ta-da! Gay and Sarah with the Ribble Group, Keller Williams Realty, DTC. Any and all answers, any and all questions. Just, you know, you're, I don't know, what am I going to do? Call them up. Bounce it off them. Gay and Sarah understand every home seller, all the buyers. Tell them I sent you. I love the phone number. 833-301-SOLD. 833-301-SOLD. Gay is spelled G-A-Y-E. Her web is gayhasbuyers.com. So you're just thinking about it. Just pick up the phone. 833-301-SOLD. She's such a terrific woman. Give her a shot. Call her today. Here we go. Wednesday morning, everyone, September 22nd, 2021. It is 6:48, 12 before the hour. Steve Sundberg coming up is running for Aurora City Council. Mark Miller, MC1. Glenn Beaton's on the show. 710 Kane, US forward slash Peter Boyle's top. Become part of the MC1. I think we start with Gene. Billy, do we do? I'm Billy. The lines are jammed. Hey, Gene, you're on a radio show. It's Wednesday. Good morning.
Okay. I didn't finish telling you a few minutes ago because I'm pretty angered because, number one, nobody got permission from those parents, those kids' parents, to be even talking to them. You must have a lot of money, man, because you can get sued, okay?
You bet.
And the next thing is, let me tell you this, let me tell you this, and I'm through. After, while the man, while he was talking to the young girl on the radio, he told her, if you didn't have that mask on, I would kiss you. I said, hey, wait a minute, man. You're in the same, now you put yourself in the same predicament as the other man. So, hey, y'all need to watch out, okay?
You know, we were talking, but you know, it's good. That's Billy and I were talking about.
What was wrong with him for him to be saying that to the young girl?
I agree.
And if I had been her parents, her mother or daddy, I would be down at your station on him because he didn't have the right to be telling he would kiss her. Hey, that's the same junk that we already talking about.
Very good. Well said. I mean, you that's the home run. It's the stop justifying. You know, what's interesting to me, first, I love your call, Gene. What's interesting to me is all of the above, the power structure of Denver is doing nothing. And what's their job if not to protect the school children?
The thing that you better be glad they're not doing nothing because you would be in some deep trouble.
I'm in deep trouble now anyhow.
Yeah, you would be in some deep trouble.
You're the best.
I ain't lying. Because if I had been her mother or her daddy, and her daddy should have been down there in the man's face who said that.
Light him up. You're kind. You're the woman. Thank you, ma'am, very much. Thank you. I would go to Ron on 1:10 before the hour. Ron, good morning. You're on the radio show, man. Thanks.
Good morning. It's always great to hear your balance to sanity out there. I've got a 14-year-old daughter in Denver Public Schools, and the first question I should ask you is, they've talked about this investigation, but they never said it's a Denver PD investigation. Who did the investigation?
An outside source. They paid money to do it, is the best of my knowledge.
Is that the same thing as hush money? You know,
that's a real legitimate question, and I don't have an answer for it, Ron.
If you and I went down to the local high school and tried flirting with a 14-year-old, how long do you think it'd be before the cops had it?
Or better yet, because I do want to talk about political correctness and cancel culture. Had Tay been a 23-year-old white guy, he'd be out on his ass so quick. My father, he had a great line. My father would say, it'll happen so fast your head'll spin. That was one of his great lines. But they need him. He's a comer. You're everything that you say is right on the money, Ron. Spot on.
I want to throw up in my socks, man. What has happened? No accountability.
Forget,
no responsibility.
Yeah, but for,
and this
let's
teacher
move.
Talking about the girls if they dressed differently. Pete, they were saying the same crap 40 years ago when I was in high school.
Of course. And you remember when a judge, back when you and I were kids, or at least when I was a kid, and everything, well, you wore a short skirt and you walked in that alley. So that's your fault you got raped. And I mean, it's like, but here again, I made a list last night. I do these worksheets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 organizations that are all entrusted with the safety of children. From the school board itself to the city council, the mayor is laughable, the DA, the chief of police, and the manager of safety. What have they done, Ron? They've done nothing.
And Pete, let's take it the next step. I don't care what religion, what denomination, where's the church saying anything about this?
Here's a better one. Here's the whammo showstopper. Where's an elected Republican saying anything?
Where's the responsible adult?
Well, certainly not doing this radio show, but...
Well, and Pete, I have to tag on what the previous caller said. If Denver starts doing right, you're going to be unemployed. There's nothing to talk about.
Listen, from either side, That's one of the interesting things of being a bull rider is, you know, one way or the other, you're going off this bull. So it's like, well, you know it going in.
I love you so much. I love your knowledge, your history.
Oh, you're kind.
I started doing worksheets myself at night thinking, oh, God, I got to talk to Pete about this.
Oh, or man.
I wonder if he's going to talk about it. I'm out of words, man.
The better question isn't Tay Anderson and his actions. The better questions is the aftermath of the inability of anyone to break the power structure. You know, Brother Jeff was talking about the money yesterday, and you know, and Jeff and I, I told him, I said, this guy is going to turn on you, Jeff. I guarantee it. Guys like Tay Anderson are untrustworthy. They don't deserve your trust. And you know, as friendships and through life and stuff like that, there were guys that you always figured had your back. And there was guys you thought, if the first punch is thrown, this guy's in a car going home. So anyhow,
well,
good call.
Good work.
Ah, man, I love you.
Keep trying to stay sane.
Thank you, sir. All right. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, remember, I don't know how you grew up. Maybe you got some guys, you know, that they'd scuffle. And you know there was a guy there, and if push comes to shove, he's going to be there with you. Or you better be there with him, too. Tay Anderson would cut and run so quick, and he'll do it to Jeff. Jeff's a stand-up guy. Brother Jeff, watch me. I'm telling you. On the other side, Steve Sundberg and then Mark Miller and Glenn Beaton's on the show. It's a Wednesday, 710 KNUS. We're Denver's talk station. Hold on.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.